Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes, and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Colton Steer, co-founder of Spotlight VR, a lifetime experience seeker from Lincoln, Nebraska. Went to four different colleges and universities, ended up graduating with a pre-med and biology degree, and fell in love with virtual reality when I studied the use of it to treat PTSD in military veterans, and that's who I am.
Perfect. So question number two, speaking of virtual reality, how do you use virtual reality or AR in real estate? Go.
So virtual reality and augmented reality has been the next big thing in technology for a while now. Mm-hmm. And COVID-19 and the pandemic kind of accelerated that. Now all of a sudden Zoom and Google Meet and things of that nature are more common everyday terminology. FaceTime, things of that nature. Well, the next step in that evolution is virtual reality and augmented reality. And the definition of virtual reality would be a three-dimensional image or environment that you can experience, right? And so what the real estate market can use it for is, right now we're in an experience-based, and it has to be, everyone has to see to believe at this point in time. No one wants to just hear about it. No one wants to just see numbers. Everybody wants to experience their new project. And so that's what virtual reality, augmented reality allow people to do. You can put on a headset or even just on your computer, travel across the world to tour a new investment property, to look at a new house you want to buy, to look at, even you can go tour the Eiffel Tower right now. I mean, you and I could jump on a virtual reality experience and we could both be at the virtual or at the Eiffel Tower walking around. So what AR and VR allow developers and real estate people, real estate professionals to do is showcase it to the bank, the investors, the community, and gather that support, because everyone out there wants an experience. They want to see it, to believe it, and they want to feel it. Well, when you put somebody in virtual reality or you have them tour your property on their computer, tablet, whatever it might be, they then have a stronger attachment to that project. And they're more likely to say, yes, here, take my money. Yes, I'll buy that property. Yes, I'm not going to go to the HOA or the city council and complain about this new development. All things that we've ran into here at Spotlight.
Right.
And virtual reality and augmented reality are probably the next step in every single real estate agent's arsenal.
Perfect. I love it there. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Number one would be Landon Rhodes. He is with Grindstone Agency. He is the CEO and co-founder of that. I'm actually in his studio. Great guy, and they are a huge digital marketing agency focusing on videography and, well, a little bit podcasting too.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
The next one would be Kelly Kubicek. She is the CEO and founder of Fulcrum HR Consulting. She sits on the Forbes Business Council, and she is one of my mentors. And the last one is Anthony Goins. He is the CEO of Capital Cigar, and he's also the economic developer for the state of Nebraska. A huge friend of mine, a huge mentor, leader, someone I strive to be like. And so the three people would be Landon, awesome. Kelly, and Anthony Goins.
I will look them all up there. Number four, final fun question, Colton. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Okay, so most epic sale, excuse me, came after I was fired. So I got fired on a Friday before I launched Spotlight. On Monday, I had a meeting because we had this, we just had an idea phase. Spotlight had never been anything yet.
Right.
Monday, we meet for lunch. Tuesday, I have a pitch meeting to kind of talk about what we wanted to do. We had to throw together a presentation with about 5 to 6, like a game forum, right? Like online chat with Discord and everything, communicating. Pitched on Thursday, and by Friday, the same day that I had been fired from a week before, we had closed the sale. And within 7 days of me being fired, we had our first sale, and I didn't even have my company started yet. I had my own LLC that I had to then get partners on and bring on processes. And so going from being fired and kind of being like, I don't know what I'm doing, to all of a sudden getting to launch a company, and now we're a year and a half later. I love it.
That is awesome. I love that story there. So, hey, Colton, you've got 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. Weekend and early, I am flexible. Go.
Where, if you could live anywhere, where would you live?
Vegas, where I'm living right now.
Okay, very nice. And would you live in a house or a condo or rental? What would you do?
Right now, it's a rental. Probably my next place is going to be a fancy rental. And then I'm going to wait to see what's happening with the housing market before I make a decision.
Absolutely. So you are right in line with most people that are in our demographic, entrepreneurs, the people that are in between 20 and 40 that are, they're not looking to buy, they're looking to rent. And that's what we're seeing a lot of for use cases of Spotlight VR, where we are showcasing rental properties that people then can put down payments on and purchase before the project's ever built. So like, and Vegas is one of our the places that we will have one. And so when I knew you were in Vegas, so I was wondering if I'll have a project that I can showcase you in a couple 2 months, 60 days.
Actually, you should you paint me because I'm thinking in about 6 months of moving to a luxury apartment.
Okay, but we'll
My
do that's what we
business
do.
partner is constantly flying in and out from Vegas to Florida all the time,
Yep.
and the hotels or sleep on couches gets annoying for him. So I'm like, dude, let's just go get a 2-bedroom fancy apartment. And I'm
Yep.
like, nice balcony, really nice thing there. And then now you have a place to crash when you're here, and I have a nice place to live.
Absolutely.
He's like, I like that.
Yeah, so that'll be 60 days. Obviously, we're gonna become friends after this. So,
I hope so.
yeah, me too. Last shout out would be to all of our team members. So right now we have one team in St. Augustine, Florida. They're enjoying 80 degree weather while I'm here in Nebraska with 30 to 30 mile an hour winds. Got one group in Texas, and shout out to our team and everything else getting handling business and getting things done. Bob, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome, and you pulled it off. Oh, wait, there we go. Wrong button. There we go. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. So there we go. Colton, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
There we go. Gold star for Colton. Say your website real quick.
Spotlight-VR.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Colton, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Talk to you soon, Bob.
Absolutely. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.